I had a child's faith, and that's a beautiful kind of faith. It's a faith in your parents, and so you believe God exists because they say he does, and you believe the Bible is true because they say it is. And yet there's also a time when each of us needs to make a decision about whether or not Jesus' claims on our life is in fact true. My transition time initially was February 1970 in seventh grade. My mom and dad had been very busy at church on a preaching mission, and I had been spending the weekend getting involved in sin and leading my younger sister into it. So when it came time for Sunday night's meeting, I was really primed. I'm one of those more typical kids raised in good, solid families that you don't do a lot of external sinning as much as you do in your attitude and in your heart. And the sins of omission tend to be a little greater than the sins of commission. But that weekend I had done a good bit, and I was really primed to hear the gospel in a new way. And in God's graciousness, the speaker spoke very clearly about every person's need to see Jesus as their personal Savior and their personal Lord, to recognize the sin that we had in our lives, to put it at the foot of the cross, and to embrace him, to love him with our whole heart. And I'm not kidding you, he hadn't finished, and an altar call is fairly unusual in a Presbyterian church, but that's what it was. He hadn't even finished the call, and I was literally running down the aisle. It was, yes, yes, I want you. Yes, I want this relationship with you. That plunged me into an entire new kind of relationship with the Lord. I had opportunities to learn like never before. I had a hunger for the Word of God, wanted to read it, to memorize it, to study it. Had a chance to take Bethel Bible Series, which is a special series, 40 lessons for an overview of the Old and New Testament that Scott has assured me gave me a tremendous foundation in seminary studies that a lot of seminarians did not have. I had chances to live my faith in new ways. I wanted to witness to everybody I saw, to tell them about Jesus. I was obnoxious at times, but you know, converts can be that way, and they tend to be more fruitful too. I fasted, and that was coming from inside of me, not being told to do that. And I helped to lead in worship through a singing group called Young Folk. It came from my church, and we'd often go around leading worship services, and we took four different summer tours. I was able to have a solid Christian peer group, both at church and at school. And so the battles I had at school with students and sometimes with teachers over my faith ended up being a tremendous training ground, because I would go and I would battle, and then I would gather with my friends and we'd pray and figure out new strategies to witness, and I'd go home and my parents would fortify me, and it was a very rich and challenging time. I grew in love, letting God love me, loving God in new ways, and learning more about how to treat the brothers and sisters I had in Jesus Christ. Then I moved on to college. I chose a Christian college, and I think Christian schools are the way to go. But the one dilemma when you go to a Christian school is you can either really challenge each other to live your faith, or you can all sort of let down your hair and get comfortable, and you don't help each other to not sin as much, and it's slipping the gossip, you know, and it just became comfortable. I wasn't fighting for my faith. So the first 2 years there, I had a great time. I had fun in my studies. I was in lots of plays. But I really, when I evaluated it, was not growing spiritually, not the way I had in junior and senior high school. During the summer, the Lord convicted my heart, saying, you need to go back and find something that's going to drive you to your knees, something that is bigger than you can possibly control on your own. I went to the orientation board dance, and that's where I saw Scott. I thought, oh, he's too handsome to talk to. I don't know if I can talk to him. And I thought, of course I can talk to him. And so I went over to him and greeted him, and he right away said, do you believe God exists? And I thought, oh, Lord, this man's lost his, you know, boy's lost his faith over the summer. Give me the words to say, you know. And so for 10 minutes, I, you know, went into a careful explanation of why I believe God existed. And then I said, do you believe God exists? And he said, oh, yeah. And I said, why have you been drilling me for the last 10 minutes? He said, I wanted to see what you were made of. You want to take a walk? And so we went outside, and as we walked, we began to talk and share. And I shared with him my summer experience of knowing I needed to come back to something that drove me to my knees. And he said, I've got just the thing for you. He said, I'm very involved in a ministry called Young Life. We go up to the high school and we hang out. We get to know them. We go to their games. And then we teach them about Jesus. And we challenge them down to their toenails on what it is to live for Christ. And I need girl leaders. Will you come on board? I want, just as a small aside, I want to share this with you. My father became a Christian through the Ministry of Young Life about 40 years ago. When he went to seminary in Pittsburgh, he brought Young Life to Pittsburgh. Through the Ministry of Young Life in Pittsburgh, Scott came to Christ. So it's one of those ways in which as we cast our bread upon the water, we never know how it will come back. And as Scott and I share, we don't know how, even right now, various people, children are coming to the Lord or their parents are coming to the Lord who will in turn, you know, have a profound influence on our children or be the spouses of our children. And you likewise. So we got involved in Young Life, and I learned. Scott taught our Bible studies. He taught us how to witness. He taught us how to share in special ways, and especially his Bible studies were so challenging. In fact, he'd have Bible studies for the kids, and all the Young Life leaders wanted to come so badly, and he had to discourage some from coming because the room was too crowded with all the students. So we were all eager to sit under his teaching.